Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good day, wherever you're at on the global internet. This is Marcus Zellman, and this is Blog Talk Radio Awareness Watch Express, bringing you 15 minutes of the most exciting happenings on the internet that you probably not have heard about much, and we'll give you right here these resources. Today's program, we'll be talking about my latest and greatest one-time updated web data extractors 2020. We'll be highlighting the very latest and greatest resources and sources covering web data extractors, including their search engine resources, tools, sources, subject directories, articles, guides, tracer, literally everything on the internet covering competent web data extractors. We also will be discussing my freely available Awareness Watch Volume 17, Number 12, December 2019, featuring, of course, shopping bots and online shopping for 2020, my 24th edition of this exciting publication, as well as my freely available December 2019 Zellman column, highlighting, of course, 2020 guide to searching the internet because, you know, we sold $3 billion of smartphones last Monday. And all these people are hungry to be able to use their smartphone to find sources that are on the internet. And 2020 guide to searching the internet is perfect for that, as well as shopping bots and online shopping for 2020. You can do it immediately and directly from your smartphone. Before we get going, we need to talk about some of the happenings in the last weeks or so for Awareness Watch Express. Radian, R-A-D-I-N, is github.com/Randy3K/Radian. Is an enhanced interactive console for the GNUR statistical computing systems. It provided rich syntax, highlighting multi-line editing as well as auto-completion similar to Python's IPython or Ruby's IRB. Take a look at this at github.com/Randy3K/RADIAN. Of course, we've updated and just recently, as of yesterday, updated Web Data Extractors 2020, which our show will be discussing, and it's available directly. WebDataExtractors.com is a 22-page freely available research paper listing many resources, both new as well as existing, but all competent, that will help anyone who's attempting to find information as well as knowledge research about web data extraction, known as scraping, on the internet. It's freely available. It's PDF file 547 KP from the above link, as I mentioned, WebDataExtractors.com. It was updated. All links validated on December 4, 2019. Take a look at it at webdataextractors.com, and we'll be talking about it during this show. Okay, Tinkerad, that's T-I-N-K-E-R-C-A-D.com, is a free web-based 3D modeling system that strives to make 3D design in general and the design of physical items in particular accessible to hundreds of millions of people. All right, in service of that goal, Tinkercad has a very simple, intuitive, and easy-to-learn interface. The 3E modeling system is frequently used to teach entry-level constructive solid geometry. Objects created in Tinkercad can be exported to Minicraft and to formats used by 3D printers as well. In the Tinkercad gallery linked at the top of the site, users can locate the library of objects that have been created and shared by other users. Take a look at Tinkercad. www.tinkercad.com. I've added this to Entrepreneurial Business Intelligence as well as research resources, subject tracer information, blogs. All right. Take a look at Toxic Comment Classifier at developer.ibm.com/exchanges/models/all/max-toxic-comment-classifier, or just go to my blog, zillman.org, and you can go there immediately. This model is able to detect six types of toxicity in a text fragment. The six detectable types are toxic, server toxic, obscene, threat, insult, and identity hate. The underlying neural networks is based on the pre-trained PERT-based English uncased model and was fine-tuned on the toxic comment classification dataset used by Hungry Face BERT's pirate repository. A brief definition of the six different toxicity types can be found at this site as well. This has been added to AI, artificial intelligence resources, added to business intelligence resources, added to entrepreneur resources subject, and will be added to research resources subject, tracer. Toxic comment classifier. Open Education Resources, OER, sources for 2020 has been updated at www.oesources.com. Open educational resources, known as OER, are freely accessible, openly licensed text, media, and other digital assets that are useful for teaching, learning, and assessing, as well as for research purposes. That's according to Wikipedia. Costs continue to rise for students who are pursuing college and postgraduate degree programs by leveraging best practice site services and non-traditional options to expand their knowledge, skills, and abilities in many disciplines. Students can choose from a wide range of options to complete their respective goals. This freely available guide, Open Education Resources, OER 2020, composed by yours truly, Marcus Zellman, is a comprehensive listing of information of open education resources, sources, and sites on the internet that can be assist you in optimizing your learning opportunities. This, of course, will be added to OERSearchEngine.com. This will be added to Education Academic Resources Subject Tracer, and will be added to Student Research Resources Subject Tracer. It's completely updated, all links validated on December 1st. Is some 36 pages freely available. Updated Deep Web Research and Discovery Resources for 2020, available directly from www.deepweb.us. I've just updated my white paper data set compilation of Deep Web Research and Discovery Resources for 2020. It's 69 pages, freely available, 698 KB, directly available, updated December 1st, deepweb.us. Updated my academic and scholar search engine sources at scholarsearchengines.com has been updated. It is a 80-page research paper, freely available, listed selecting resources, both new and existing, that literally will help anyone who's attempting to find academic and scholarly information and knowledge available on the internet, considered to be a Bible. Each source is described along with the URL address that can be accessed. It's freely available, PDF 790KB, from the above link of scholarsearchengines.com. It was completely updated with all links validated and new URLs added on December 1st, 2019. All right, as we're looking at all this information and knowing that this is a express show, that means we go very fast to get the job done. Right now I'm looking at the clock, and we have 8 minutes and 13 seconds left to give you lots of great information. Open Access Government at openaccessgovernment.org is a digital publication that provides in-depth perspectives on key policy areas from all around the world, including health and social services, research and innovation, technology, blockchain innovation, government, environmental, and energy. Each quarterly edition features a wide range of prestige contributors, including government ministers, European commissioners, members of the European Parliament, industry associations, as well as charities. Website Open Access Government hosts the quarterly publication. Each article from it is uploaded directly to the website and is promoted on their social media channels. We also publish daily news, plus a wide range of special reports and publications to provide a high level of detail on key policy, such as health and research. This has been added to Business Intelligence, added to Entrepreneur Resources, will be added to Research Resources Subject. Open Government Access at opengovernmentaccess.org. Openaccessgovernment.org. TEMI, T-E-M-I, Advanced Speech Recognition Software, is available at www.temi.com. TEMI is changing how people contact and extract value out of their digital files. With the explosion of personal and online media, we believe that there is a tremendous value and all this content just waiting to be unlocked. We started building a better speech recognition service combined with user-friendly tools. TEMI app records menus, lectures, meetings, and more, organizes, et cetera, and share recordings and order transcripts. This will be added to Business Intelligence, added to Entrepreneur Resources, as well as added to the Research Resources Subject Tracer. All right, to take a look at eBoard, real-time collaboration on a website at WeBoard. That's WEBOARD.io. All right, all that and more coming to you. Now, let's take a look at our show today that we're discussing many different features. One of the features we're discussing will be, yes, right, web data extractors. And as I go back to our time clock on Express, I see we have 6 minutes left. Web data extractors for 2020 is a 22-page, just updated research, freely available, listing the many resources and both new as well as existing that will anyone who's attempting to find information, knowledge, research about web data extraction or scraping on the internet. And when we go there, we see it's a PDF paper listing all the great web data extractors 2020, all listed alphabetically. So that we don't give any priority to any of them. They're all listed and they're here for you. There are a plethora of them for you to look at, review, evaluate, and go to it. Each one is listed with their URL, giving you information that you can click to and go to, and there's lots of them from AD Legs, which is a powerful and economical service platform for crawling and processing web content, to automate automated data extraction, to Captiva software, to Common Crawl, commoncrawl.org, data mining resources for 2019 at datamining resources.info, Data Watch, Dignot, it's data scraping, turn website contents into data sets, Almus, it's eGrabble, data capture tools, FacePager, fetching public data from Facebook, that's an interesting, how to scrape data from a website using Python, Import.io, turn the web into a data with extractors, crawlers, as well as connectors, Import.io, Jet Octopus, crawlers with big websites, all good stuff. Knowledge Discovery Resources, 2020. Liberty Metrics, web scraping services, metadata extraction tool. All the great open data sets are listed, so you can go to one and many to be able to extract those data sets and put them into reports and giving yourself information. Screen Scraper extracts information from websites. SPSS Modeler, Text Unit Miner, Visit and Via Divider, Web Data Extraction, Web Data Extractors at 2020, which I'm looking at, Web Scraping from Wikipedia, and more. All this from Web Data Extractors, giving you the information that you can look at and be able to understand and realize. So go to the show. This show particularly is talking about my thus updated web page, website, and white paper. WebDataExtractors.com will give you that information that you can go and use and be able to use that very, very easily and whatnot. One of the things I want to mention, as this is the Express Show, is feel free to go to AwarenessWatch.com and visit the Volume 17, Number 12 for December. It's on shopping bots and online shopping and is a comprehensive listing of internet shopping tools and resources, including search engines, directory subject guides, and index resources and sites on the internet available in 2020. Below list of shopping sources are taken from my subject tracer, white paper shopping bots and online shopping, and is constantly updated with subject tracer. This is my 24th annual edition of this. Amazing how quick time flies by. Get you information that you're interested in taking a look. So visit awarenesswatch.com and look at the December Awarenesswatch newsletter, December, volume 17, number 12. And it's a great Awareness Watch newsletter. And, of course, by December 2019, Zelman Gollum, 2020, Guide to Searching the Internet. It's a multifaceted guide that gives you every resource you need that are competent to search the Internet and find that key information that you're looking for and being able to evaluate that. Take a look at that. You can go there and find that information at ZelmanColumns.com or searchingtheinternet.info. Both ways will bring you the 2020 guide to searching the Internet. And if you go to my whitepapers.us, you'll see a listing of all my recently updated white papers that I use and give freely available to folks. As well as if you go to subjecttracers.com, you'll find out the information that I put out on my various subtracers in a process of updating many of them from the 2018-2019 into the 2019-2020. They're all good resources to give you the information that you need. I call them mini Yahoos, give you the information that is there and is available and makes that job easier for you. This has been Awareness Watch Express, giving you 15 minutes of the latest resources that are available on the Internet. If you have any suggestions or questions or aspirations about what you would like to hear and see on this podcast show run through Blog Talk Radio, feel free to email me. And my email address is marcus@mpc.me, or you can go to marcus@awarenesswatch.com. All this and more is available to you. You can go to my archives of this show. I've been doing this show pretty faithfully since 2007. That gives you an idea of the number of years above 10 times 7, 17, giving you a 19, soon to be 20 years. What can I say? All good stuff to happen. Well, I wish you an upcoming happy holidays. We'll be continuing with our Express shows starting next week as well. I look for you. I give you each year's and look for information that you can use on the Internet. Have a terrific upcoming week.